რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. გთავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. Freedom House-ის შეფასებით საქართველოში დემოკრატიის განვითარების კუთხით 2015 წელს 20 გაუმჯობესდა მდგომარეობა წინა წელთან შედარებით. ავღანეთში თალიბებმა საგაზაფხულო თავდასხმების სეზონი გახსნეს. სირიაში ავარია განიცადა რუსეთის სამხედრო ვერტმფრენმა. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. უფლება დამცველ ორგანიზაცია Freedom House-ის შეფასებით საქართველოში დემოკრატიის განვითარების კუთხით 2015 წელს 20 გაუმჯობესდა მდგომარეობა წინა წელთან შედარებით. ეს შეფასება გამოთქმულია ანგარიში სახელწოდებით სახელმწიფოები გარდამავალ ეპოქაში, რომელიც 2015 წლის პერიოდს მოიცავს. Freedom House-ის შეფასებით საქართველო დემოკრატიის განვითარებით 17 ადგილზეა ყოფილი საბჭოთა კავშირის, ბალკანეთის და ცენტრალური ევროპის 29 ქვეყანა შორის. საქართველოში დემოკრატიის განვითარება 4.31 ქულითაა შეფასებული. ქვეყნის საერთო ქულა განისაზღვრება რამდენიმე კრიტერიუმით, მათ შორისაა საარჩევნო პროცესი, სამოქალაქო საზოგადოება, მედიის და სასამართლო სისტემის დამოუკიდებლობა. რაც შეეხება სხვა ქვეყნებს, Freedom House-ის შეფასებით ეკონომიკური პრობლემები დესტაბილიზაციით ემუქრება დიქტატურებს ყოფილ საბჭოთა რესპუბლიკებში. ასეთ დიქტატურებად მიჩნეულია 7 ქვეყანა, მათ შორის რუსეთი და აზერბაიჯანი. ავღანეთში თალიბებმა გამოაცხადეს საგაზაფხულო თავდასხმების სეზონის დაწყება. ისინი ამინდის გაუმჯობესებასთან ერთად გაზაფხულზე აკეთებენ ხოლმე ასეთ განცხადებას, რომელსაც ძალადობის გააქტიურება ახლავს. მედიისთვის დღეს გაგზავნილ ელექტრონულ წერილში ექსტრემისტები აცხადებენ, რომ საგაზაფხულო ოპერაცია დილას ადგილობრივი დროით 5 საათზე დაიწყო. თალიბანი წლევანდელ სეზონს უწოდებს ოპერაცია ომარს, რათა პატივი მიაგოს თალიბანის დამაარსებლის 3 წლის წინ გარდაცვლილი მოლა მუჰამად ომარის ხსოვნას. რუსეთის თავდაცვის სამინისტროს განცხადებით სირიაში ჩამოვარდა რუსეთის სამხედრო ვერტმფრენი, დაიღუპა ეკიპაჟის წევრი 2 სამხედრო მოსამსახურე. სამინისტროს ინფორმაციით მიოზარვა ტიპის მოერიშე ვერტმფრენი არ ჩამოუგდიათ მან 12 აპრილის დილას ავარია განიცადა ჰომსის პროვინციაში. მიზეზი ჯერ უცნობია. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმირ პუტინმა გასულ თვეში 14 მარტს გამოაცხადა, რომ რუსეთს სირიიდან გაჰყავს სამხედრო კონტინგენტის ძირითადი ნაწილი. მომდევნო დღეებში სირიიდან გაფრინდა რუსეთის სამხედრო თვითმფრინავების დაახლოებით 9000. მეორე მხრივ რუსეთს კვლავ ჩააქვს სამხედრო აღჭურვილობა სირიაში. ექსტრემისტების შეფასებით კრემლმა კი არ შეკვეცა, არამედ შეცვალა თავისი სამხედრო კონტინგენტი. ახლა უმეტესად ვერტმფრენებს იყენებს სირიის არმიის დასახმარებლად. უკრაინაში გრძელდება ძალისხმევა ახალი მმართველი კოალიციის შესაქმნელად, რათა ბოლო მოეყოს პოლიტიკურ კრიზისს და განახდეს უკრაინისთვის უცხოეთიდან მილიარდობით დოლარის დახმარების მიწოდება. 10 აპრილს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა არსენ იაცინიუკმა გამოაცხადა თავისი გადადგომის შესახებ, რის შემდეგაც პრემიერ-მინისტრობის კანდიდატად განიხილება პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარე ვლადიმირ გროისმანი. მაგრამ გროისმანი, რომელიც პრეზიდენტ პეტრო პოროშენკოს მოკავშირედ ითვლება, ცნობების სანახმად აკრიტიკებს მინისტრობის ზოგ კანდიდატს. ვაშინგტონში 400-ზე მეტი ადამიანი დააკავეს აქციაზე, რომელსაც აპროტესტებდნენ პოლიტიკაზე ფულის გავლენას. პოლიციის ინფორმაციით უმრავლესობა დააკავეს შეერთებული შტატების მთავრობის შენობების მახლობლად, უკანონო ქმედებების, მათ შორის ობსტრუქციის გამო. ჯგუფ დემოკრატიის განსაფხულის წევრები ვაშინგტონში კაპიტოლიუმის ბორცვთან 11 აპრილს შეიკრიბნენ ლოზუნგებით „მოაშორე დიდი ფული პოლიტიკას, დაიცავით არჩევანის უფლება“. ბოლოს ისევ საქართველოზე არასამთავრობო ორგანიზაციების კოალიცია დამოუკიდებელი და გამჭვირვალე მართლმსაჩულებისთვის იწყებს ახალ კამპანიას სახელწოდებით „სამართალი ითხოვს“. კამპანიის მთავარი მოთხოვნებია დაუყოვნებლივი და სრულყოფილად განხორციელდეს რეფორმა, რომელიც რეალურად უზრუნველყოფს მოსამართლეების ინდივიდუალურ და ინსტიტუციურ დამოუკიდებლობას. არასამთავრობო ორგანიზაციების განცხადებით რეალურად და დროულად უნდა შეიცვალოს მოსამართლეების დანიშნვის, გათავისუფლების და დაწინაურების, ასევე საქმეების განაწილების წესები. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ის მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Chevrolet knocking, it ain't worth much, but tonight it's running plenty good enough. No party, no strobe lights flashing, or VIP velvet rope action. Round here, right here, we got our own little perfect kind of atmosphere.
Static on the radio, ready to rock. Cool track, chill back, ready or not. Smile that smile, I don't want you to stop. Yeah, you and I, we got it all tonight. Big sky with the stars all shining. Now we ain't got nothing but time. And moonlight falling, good times calling. Ain't got much, but we got it all tonight.
Thrift shop, rock and roll t-shirt. You're looking so good that it hurts.
I swear, I don't care.
You know it ain't like me, but it's got me wanting to stare. I can't do dinner at a five-star, so how about we hit a little dive bar? A little bit later on, but right now let's keep rolling along.
Static on the radio, ready to rock. Cool track, chill back, ready or not. Smiling that smile, I don't want you to stop. Yeah, you and I, we got it all tonight. Big sky with the stars all shining. Time and moonlight falling, good times calling. Ain't got much, but we got it all tonight.
All the real good, feel good, let it back. All I need is you looking like that, and just like that.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, and we are coming to you from downtown Washington, D.C., on the road right now for their brand new album, album number 13, which is lucky in this case for the band Sister Hazel. We welcome the guys to D.C. Welcome.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you in our studios. And first, can you introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
I'm Drew Copeland. I play guitar and sing.
My name's Ken Block. I play guitar and sing as well.
My name is Ryan Newell, and I do the same thing that those guys do.
Only better, right?
Only better. Yeah.
And I'm Jet, I'm bass, and emotional support for the rest of them.
Welcome to D.C., guys.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on the new album, which just came out.
Yeah, it's been a really great week for us. You know, we came out first day, we were number four at iTunes, and we were looking at each other going, man, if you'd have told us when we started 21 years ago as a band
that we'd only be number four, we'd have been really
disappointed in that. We would have said, what's wrong? Can't you do better? No, you know. You're looking at four guys. This is what gratitude looks like right here. We have so much fun still. We're playing music that we're really proud of. We have fun playing, and it's been a great ride for us.
Now, it's been 5 years since the last album.
It took a long time. It didn't seem like it was 5 years because, you know, the band, we don't ever stop touring now. We kind of stay on the road. So we'll go out and we'll do 5 days. I mean, you know, 5 days here, 5 days there during the month. And then every once in a while, we'll take a break and get in the studio and record some songs. And so we've been writing and writing. All five band members wrote a bunch of songs, and started getting in the studio and putting this record together, and that's when we started getting pretty excited. It was a lot of fun. We were actually playing some songs off the new record. We played those for a couple of years, which was nice because we hadn't done that in a while. There was a breakneck pace for a while of us putting records out. Well, this time we actually got to take some of the new stuff out and play it on the road for a while and kind of mold these songs into what they are, and we're really excited about what Light in the Dark ended up being.
And you mentioned that, you know, it is truly a group effort that everybody's contributed in the writing process. I read somewhere where each person is featured on a song on the album.
This is the first time. Well, Ken and I have both sang lead on a number of songs on the past albums, but this is the first time that Ryan Newell and Jet Barris, they both stepped out and sang lead on a couple of songs. Now,
there's actually four different lead vocals. Yeah. He gets one, and we each sing the rest of them.
Yeah, our drummer, he hums a lot.
He's a great drummer.
He's a great drummer.
For a drummer,
yeah. He's got a great voice.
Now, that's not the only new thing with the album. Country music. You've gone in another direction after 21 years.
Listen, when you've been a band for 21 years, you can't take a hard left or a hard right. We kind of are who we are. Something happens when the five of us, who's the four right here today, but when we get behind our instruments, we make a noise. You know, we make a sound. And it sounds like Sister Hazel. This thing definitely leans a little bit more in our sort of southern roots and southern rock and country and pop and that sort of boogie thing a little bit. But at the end of the day, we made a Sister Hazel record, and that country genre has kind of gotten a little bit wider, and it's certainly, you know, we spent our last 10 years in Nashville with our management writing up there, recorded our last four or five records in Nashville, and it just feels like another Sister Hazel record to us, but we really have been appreciative of the response.
Well, I'm sure the hazelnuts are glad you're back.
Five years away from
the recording part of the business.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you guys wouldn't mind doing a song, I'd love to hear something live in our studios.
This is a song of ours off Ladder in the Dark. This is one called Take It With Me.
I painted and I fixed up every inch of this old truck. Worked late every night for months. Wish I could take it with me when I go. Got good friends, I hang around. Million streets that I drive down. Yeah, I got some history in this town. Wish I could take it with me when I go. Oh, 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 it's gonna be great inside them pearly gates. Oh, 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 there's a few things of mine don't wanna leave behind. Wish I could take on with me when I go. Oh, no.
This here guitar, well, it was my old man.
Played it in a country band.
Sure love to put it right back in his hand. Wish I could take it with me when I go. Sky, moon reflecting in your eye. Girl, your love is so sweet tonight. Wish I could take it with me when I go.
Wish I could take it with me.
right. Sounding great. Sister Hazel, hey, live man. Here on Thanks. The Voice of America. Lighter in the Dark is the new album, album 13. You guys sound like you're having fun. You look like you're having fun. And I guess that's the key to staying together 21 years.
Well, you know, that's really, that's always kind of been our favorite thing is the time that we get to play live. And I think that's what's kept us on the road. And anytime that the other parts of the business start to get to us, man, when we get behind it, we literally still have fun together, which is amazing to me because those guys drive me crazy, honestly. But we, you know.
Well, listen, and honestly, you know, like you said, we get to play live and we're playing for you and we're excited. We still get excited about it. And then we look out the window and there's a couple people out there and there's a look, they're smiling at us. And so all of a sudden you start moving around a little bit more. There's some folks listening. So it's fun. It still is. That's the same stuff we did when we were back in college at the University of Florida. You know, we'd shut down the bars that we were playing in, and we'd all end up on somebody's front porch, and we'd grab guitars and sing and pick harmony parts, and we're still doing it 21 years later.
And that, well, that kind of, you know, the fact that you mentioned there's a small crowd in the hall watching, it reminded me of a question. Do you have a preference? Do you like to play the 100,000 fan
big
festivals
thing, yeah.
or do you prefer the smaller venues,
you know,
which are more intimate?
Very different.
I think it goes back and forth because there's something that there's an energy you get from large crowds that you have a really good time. But we honestly, when we get to play an intimate show, and sometimes we do these acoustic shows, which are a lot of fun for us, the interaction with the crowd and the chance to kind of do things differently is a lot of fun as well. So they're very different. It's fun to kind of switch it up every once in a while. We'll go do an acoustic tour, and then we'll get back out and do the bigger shows. But they're both
it's fun that we're in a band that can do all those different things. I mean, we love to be on the big festival stages. The theaters, the 1,000 to 2,000 seat rooms are great. The energy, you can still get that. But with the acoustic tours, we actually stop and take questions in the middle. We're basically having a conversation all night. This is like we're in somebody's living room. So it's great fun for us.
And a lot of bands, you know, when they prepare for a big tour, they'll go to a small bar with 200 people.
Absolutely.
And they'll do some stuff, test out some music and whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you guys travel the world. You've performed just about every country on the planet, I guess.
Well, we haven't hit them all yet, but we certainly have gotten over and doing some military stuff, gotten over there to Japan and Korea and stuff like that. And so it's still, you know, and for us, you know, going back to where we started, we play these songs like maybe like All For You or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where we are in the world, having people sing back the words to your song, we're still just in awe. Like people go, do you still really love, you know, play that song a million times? And we're like, well, are we really freaking out musically? Like this is not necessarily, but we're so blessed that reaction, that connection with people, no matter where we are, to plan something like All For You. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
We actually get emails and stuff from people, and I mean, everywhere from Brazil, Germany, England, Australia, and we haven't been to a lot of those places. So I'm thinking maybe some sort of VOA border crossings.
Yeah, maybe
a joint venture. You are today. You're in those people's lives
there
right
today.
Now. Well, we're reaching 60 countries.
Maybe this could be a launching point.
Yes, into launching pad.
All you need is an invitation,
well, they
right?
Have
that's
come,
it.
They have to come over here to see us. And
yeah.
They come.
No, I know what we need to do. You know, you saw Iron Maiden's new...
We need one of those 747.
Sister Hazel, VOA, and we'll get our own 747, and then we'll just kind of fly around and do shows. It'd be cool.
Or you could take your rock boat cruise to 60 countries.
There we go.
You can dock at every port.
That's a good idea.
How about that? That thing's really
done well.
That'd
be a year-long cruise. Wouldn't that be cool?
We've been doing that 16 years. This past year was 16 years that we've done the rock boat, which it's very hard to explain to people what that's like. That it's a festival. We are the host of the boat, and we've done it for 16 years. But there are so many great bands that the whole theme and what the crowd wants and how we all interact, the other bands are catching on to what has made that what it is. And that is the interaction and the collaboration on stage and things like that. And it's really cool. This last year we took out Gavin DeGraw and Need to Breathe and
Michael Franti
and just a host of other incredible bands. And it's something that we look forward to every year. So
we started it as a thank you to these people that took us from a van and trailer to our first platinum record. And we said we want to spend more time with you than, you know, the 2 hours that we're on stage passing through town, high five and getting pictures after a show. We want to get to know the Hazelnuts. We want to know you guys have a real relationship. it went so well the first year. We took an entire cruise ship. We're talking about 2,500 people, huge production, you know, 30 bands.
Lots of buffets.
And it's really allowed a community of music lovers to get together in a way that's really never been done before. And yeah, we're going on 17 years, and we have, you know, we want people to discover their next favorite band. And so we've had bands on there that were, you know, Gavin before anyone really knew Gavin, or Blackberry Smoke, or even Zach Brown was on there, it's just been great to see guys we know like that. It's guys like that that are easy to root for because they're such great bands.
Yeah.
Launch themselves into the stratosphere. So,
what's the plan for the next cruise?
Next one's going to, I think, Belize and Mexico next year. 5 days. It's in February.
Yeah. February 14th, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be the 10th through the 15th, I think, of February. We haven't nailed our lineup yet, but that's going to be announced in the next probably 6 or 8 weeks.
It's going out of Tampa this year.
Yeah, it's going out of Tampa, Florida this year.
Close to home. You guys still live in Florida? Or
We still live in Florida. He still lives down in Florida. Ryan just moved here, too.
Moved here.
D.C. He lives in D.C. now. And our drummer lives in Atlanta, but we all started in Gainesville. Gainesville, Florida is still the home base.
Mm. And how did you meet? How did this all start? College?
We're all in college.
University of Florida.
Yeah, we're all in Gainesville. We're all in different kind of things. Actually, he and I have been playing together 24 years, and that started because we were kind of socially lubricated at a Florida football tailgate party for a Tennessee game, and I was playing like Peaceful Easy Feeling, an Eagles song, and he jumped on and started singing harmonies, and everyone's like, that's really great. Now, I'm not sure how good it really was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But we were like, man, that's great, man. We should make a living on this.
Yeah. And then we all kind of got together in different ways. Jet was really the first official member of Sister Hazel that said, I love the idea of these songs and what you guys want to do and all that. And Ryan was in a band called Black Creek that was a great sort of jammy Southern rock band.
So we sabotaged that band
as best we could. And when Ryan and Mark, of course, had joined us as well, and when Ryan jumped in, that band was no more. The everything clicked together. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were like, okay, this is what we're supposed to sound like. And that was really the launching pad for us.
What do you think's been the key to keep the band together this long?
Not dying.
Not dying, all right.
It's been a big key.
No, listen, longevity for us has been about
chicken
you had to learn
wings.
A lot. You had to pick, what'd you say?
Chicken wings,
appreciation for...
Pick your battles.
Pick your battles. Check your egos at the door. Mm-hmm. You know, don't argue about things that you're not going to worry about in 6 months. Never mind 6 minutes from now. Trust the guys. And getting back to what you said earlier, which is, you know, if any one of us writes a song, any one of us, right, or brings in a song, early on we were hold it so preciously and this is how this goes and you got to do this. And we learned early on that everyone's got a gift that they're bringing to this party. And it really works when you come in and go, here's the skeleton of this song. And let everyone get their fingerprints on it. Let everyone get their signature and their stamp. That way everyone feels ownership in the song. And everyone really has good energy and excitement about the songs. And then they take on something completely unique. So as artists, we really do collaborate on every level.
I think also just we're all still really grateful that to be in the music business for this long and to still be relevant and to still
care.
Make a difference and still have people come out to shows like we were in Raleigh last night and to have a full room on a Tuesday night. That's we're thankful for that. It's kind of cool. You know?
Well, you're loved around the world. That's
for sure.
You're
very kind to say that.
And I get a lot of email, you know, for your music on our music network. So congratulations on all the past success. And we're thrilled that you got the new album, Lighter in the Dark. So would you guys do another song?
Yeah. We'll do something. Just in case, I was going to say, just in case somebody's going, Sister Hazel, I think I remember. Let's play something, maybe one of our first songs here. And so this is a song of ours. This is a song of ours called All For You. And if you're out there listening, don't be afraid to sing along whenever you want to.
Finally I figured out what it took a long, long time. Oh, and now there's a turnabout. Maybe cause I'm trying. There's been times
I'm so confused
all my can't turn and walk away. Yes, I say what it is I see in you. Yes, I'll always be with you. Words can't say, I can't do enough to prove it's all for you.
not seen it all, cause it's been a long, long time. Oh, but they will trip and fall, wondering if I'm blind. Yeah, there's been time.
I'm so confused.
Now my road
really leads to you.
Just can't turn. There's been time.
I'm so confused.
Maybe how my road
will lead to you.
Just can't turn
and walk away.
Come on.
I can say what it is I see in you. If I'll always be with you,
words can't say I can't do enough to prove it's all.
Cheering around the world.
That one might catch on.
That one might catch on, huh? Where were you? I mean, a significant moment in everyone in a band's life and music when you hear your song on the radio for the very first time.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny. I don't know about the first time ever, but I'll tell you the first time it really hit us all, like, what's going on? So we first got a little buzz, and we were going, and we got in our deal, and we were touring around. But we were touring around in a 1963 Silver Eagle bus that we had bought that was falling apart, that we built bunks in, and it literally was corroding so badly, and we lost reverse, and we were in Biloxi, Mississippi. And the guy comes out and he goes, look, this thing's about to snap in half. You can't go anywhere else. So we had to go rent a Ryder truck, like a Ryder moving truck, right? And we're all in the back, and we got lawn chairs
and coolers,
and guitars and coolers.
All
and
of our
little,
gear.
There's that little passageway to the front, right? And we're kind of bouncing down the road, and stuff's falling on our head. And our driver, who's Jason Moore, who's out running sound for Train now, as a matter of fact, and a good friend of ours, he goes, listen, guys. And it was American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. And he turns it on, and he goes, and we hear, coming in at number 38 is a little band from Gainesville, Florida. Here's Sister Hazel with All For You. And we're like, we made it! Yeah. We're in the back of this moving truck, you know?
We'll never be in a Ryder truck again.
It's nowhere but up from here. Yeah, but it was really
it didn't
remarkable.
Work out
I mean,
that way,
you know, we all grew up at the same time, and it's like, you know, just hearing your name and your song on a show like that was so iconic was almost surreal to a bunch of kids like us. So it was pretty great.
And then you get the call, you're number one.
Then we got the call, we're number one. Actually, when we got that, we were in New York. We were all together, and we were at dinner. And they walked in with the sheet, and they put it down and handed it down and said, you guys are number one.
Wow.
And I remember it was extremely emotional for all of us, but I can speak for myself that I just poured out with emotion.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ყოველდღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9 საათიან სომხურ პროგრამას.
ամենօր Թբիլիսի ժամանակով 22:05-ից մինչև 22:30-ը ձեզ ենք առաջարկում Ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը։
Լսեք մեզ 104 հաճախականությամբ։
Լույս մինետ կողերտղե FM Ասվիդիդա օտրի ռադիո Թավիսի տրեբա։
That song, and apparently you said no, absolutely not.
No, you know, people have asked us that, and it wasn't, I guess it was over like the last 5 years. Every time I would hear that, it started clicking in my head that, look, you're crazy. People still sing this song back. It opened a million doors for us. We've had a number of hits that got, you know, up the charts and that did fine for us, but that song opened the door for us to be able to do this. And so I've told people, look, I'll play it 10 times. You want to hear it 10 times? I'll play it 10 times. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as people keep coming out to hear it and sing along with us, we're very thankful
and
for that.
And it's fun to play. I mean, it's got cool little groove and riff, and the harmonies
are
fun.
The harmonies are fun.
Now, Andrew said he's only going to play it 10 more times.
That's it. That's it.
For the rest of
the make it count. But but what's really fun is watching the reaction, no matter where we are in the world or where we are in the country, having people kind of respond to it. They light up, you know, they light up. And to have a gift like that is, it's really something that we're extremely grateful for. But it did, I mean, it opened the door for us to, actually what it did was it allowed people to come in and scratch beneath the surface and say, what's this band really about? Then they found out about, you know, we've had 8 songs, I think, on the charts over the years. So they know the Change Your Minds mm-hmm. and Champagne Highs and Your Winners and mm-hmm. Happy, all that stuff. But they also got to know us as guys. You know, we started the Rock Boat. We started the Hazelnut Hang. We started these fan events. We just started a thing called Camp Hazelnut where we bring fans as well as kids that are and their families that are dealing with childhood cancer. We have a foundation called Lyrics for Life that we founded. My younger brother was diagnosed at 14 and passed away when he was 18. So I was a teenager when he was sick. And so we've raised over $1 million for childhood cancer research, for programs that support those families as they're navigating that. And we've always known that it's got to be more than about a song. The song opens the door. What do you want to do now? What do you want to say now? And for us, it's about writing songs we're proud of, making records we're proud of, putting on shows where people go, that was time and money well spent, and using that platform to call attention to worthy causes when we can.
And I remember playing All For You when it was a hit back, you know, in the day, and I was on the radio at that time, and I think I recall a story where someone had stole your equipment. I vaguely recall telling a story, Sister Hazel, equipment stolen, they're looking for their equipment.
He's had guitars taken from backstage, we had a lighting boards taken from backstage, we've had different things. We just had someone crawl on stage and steal a tambourine.
We did
have that time where we were going up the bridge in Charleston.
Yeah, all of our stuff on the trailer. Yeah.
Wow. So we were in Charleston, South Carolina. I used to have this little 2-lane bridge that went from Mount Pleasant right there over into Charleston. And one of us, I'm not going to say, went back to see if their wallet was back in the misplaced their wallet. And the lock didn't get locked for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, apparently, the back door of our trailer opened and all our gear fell out on this
two-lane bridge.
Shut traffic down for like miles and miles and miles and miles. Luckily, some people pulled over and started picking up like congas and guitars.
Yeah, this lady had a minivan and she threw everything in her minivan and drove over the bridge and brought it to us. It was really nice. Hey, I forgot that that sarcasm does not translate. So I just want to clear up that I'm not only going to play All For You 10 more times in case people are really concerned about
it. Play it as many times as you want.
Because
we're
not going to do it.
Right. So, did you hear about Drew Copeland? He's only going to play the song 10 more times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Hazel, our you know, now 13th album, Lighter in the Dark. So let's bring it back to the new album. And what's the message on the new album? What are you putting out there? Because it's not just country, as you said earlier.
No, it's a Sister Hazel record.
Yeah, that's what I would say. The message is, for the people that are afraid of the country label, don't be. It's an evolutionary step of Sister Hazel. You're going to put that disc in and you're going to go, wait a minute, this is just the band doing their thing. It's not, I see where you can say it fits in that, but it's just another record for us, but it shows the evolutionary step. Our songwriting, our musicianship, I'm really proud of it. That's a great record for us.
You know what's
us.
Funny when people talk about that country moniker or whatever is that when we put out All For You, rock stations were going, well, this sounds like a country record. You put out, you know, Your Winner or Mandolin Moon or, you know, a lot of people were going, well, this isn't necessarily a straight up rock record. Anyone that's seen us has known it's always, we've had these acoustic guitars, lots of slide guitar, groove and rhythm section, big stories and harmonies. We just are who we are. You know, we grew up in Gainesville, Florida. the bands around us when we grew up, just ahead of us, were, you know, the Lynyrd Skynyrds, the Allman Brothers, who took us on our first big tour. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from Gainesville as well. You know, we're the second biggest band from Gainesville, Florida. It's a distant second, mind you, but you couldn't help but be shaped by those sort of bands and Eagles and Bernie Ledden's from Gainesville as well, and Don Felder and all that. So we kind of are who we are, a product of where we grew up.
Mm-hmm. I know the industry likes to put labels on things.
Yeah,
so you know,
I understand that. We just like to play good music that we like, and we really hope that it resonates.
And
with
hey,
other
if
people.
It can open up to a whole new crowd, to you know, to Sister Hazel, then that's all good with us.
We are inclusive, not exclusive.
Yeah. And we were fortunate enough, also. Speaking about that transition, we were fortunate enough to have a good friend of ours, Darius Rucker. I co-wrote a song with him, and he agreed to come on and sing on the record as well. So there's a really fun song that we wrote called Karaoke Song with Darius, and so he's on there as well, showcasing, you know, his awesome voice. And
well, we've been friends for 20 years with him, and you know, we all kind of grew out of that Southeastern music, original music scene.
And he's
a great guy.
Yeah, he's
always like a brother to us.
You guys, come on, man. Y'all are, you know, you need to get over here. It's time. You guys were, you know, this is your home. So.
Everybody needs a go-to karaoke song. They want to make you sing along. So take a sip of courage and just get up on that stage. Forget about your worries and just let the music play. Everybody needs a go-to karaoke song.
Bobby Joe was a head cheerleader, 15 years and another man who'll leave her. Tonight she let her hair hang down. She's up there singing Funky Town. And
Barry came down from New York City. He's singing in color and it isn't very pretty.
But it's all right. You can't tell him he ain't Jamie Johnson tonight. No, no.
Everybody needs a go-to karaoke song. The one that makes you sing along. Take a sip of courage and just get up on that stage. Forget about your worries and just let the music play.
Everybody dreams of a packed house with a spotlight on. It don't matter if you get the words wrong. Everybody needs a go-to karaoke song.
Best version of Freebird tonight is by Tattoo Dave with a little help from his wife.
Can't get a drink cause the waitress is dreaming. She's up there singing, don't stop believing, don't stop believing.
Everybody needs a go-to karaoke song. They wanna make you sing along.
Take a sip of courage and just get up on that stage. Forget about your worries and just let the music play.
Everybody dreams of a packed house with a spotlight on. It don't matter if you get the words wrong.
Everybody needs a go-to karaoke song. They wanna make you sing along, so
take a sip of courage and just get up on that stage. Forget about your worries and just let the music play.
Everybody needs a go-to karaoke song.
Go-to karaoke song.
Uh,
we're very thankful for the reception that we're getting in the genre.
Is the label still Croakin' Poets? Is that
that's kind of our label, but we're actually putting it out through ourselves and Average Joe's, which is out of Nashville as well, and our management company there. And we've got a great team of guys around us working this record, and that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, it's about relationships and people who are passionate about your project and your music that wake up every day going, "I can't wait to share what's going on."
It's not about just me and the things I like.
Not necessarily. Really? Not today. Anyway,
the sarcasm thing again.
Right. I did get some email from people wanting to hear the story.
Yeah.
I know there's a story on how you got your name. Sister Hazel name.
We grew up down there in Gainesville, Florida, and there's an African-American lady named Sister Hazel Williams who ran a homeless shelter and a soup kitchen kind of thing. Still does, actually. She's in her late 80s. And she would give, you know, these little PSAs would come on TV, the public service announcements, and they would say, she would talk about what she was doing or how she was helping. And I was a little boy, and I'd look at my mom, and I'd say, "Mom, that lady's helping out people she doesn't even know." And that was my first real understanding of service work and giving to others regardless. And for her, regardless of race, religion, age, whatever, she would give you a safe, warm place to dust off, regroup, and get back on your feet. When we were looking for a name for the band, that name represented unconditional regard for everybody, and it's really worked out well. Now, we couldn't find her when we first started using the name, and so we get a call. Drew and I, we were living together at the time. We did a release party for this first little record we made, and she called at like 7 in the morning, and our roommate's like, "Dude, you're going to want to take this call." And so I picked up the phone, and it was Sister Hazel Williams, and I was like, "Well, we tried to find you," and she goes, "Well, I've been in Haiti." She said she'd been in Haiti and Belize running missions, and when she came back, she saw her name, Sister Hazel, up on every club and pub and coffee house and theater in Gainesville, wanted to know what we were all about. So we met at a Shoney's, and she gave us her blessing, and here we are today still using it.
Well, you guys are great. I mean, you're very generous with your time.
You
work with a lot of charities, and you're very loyal to your fans, and they're loyal back.
Well, yeah. And we appreciate – you don't have to have us on your show. We appreciate the fact
music,
that you have us on the show. It's a great honor and a pleasure, so thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So the new album is Later in the Dark. You guys are going to do another song?
Yeah, we're going to do a song right here, and this is fun because Drew and I get to swap off vocals, and it's got a cool little groove here. So I want to send this one out to my middle daughter, Marley. She turns 13 years old today, so I've got three kids. I've got two teenagers all of a sudden. I don't know how that happened. I love you, Marley.
I do. You're 75 years old. You've got it.
I love you, Marley. Happy birthday. Teenage, you're gonna have a great run right here. So.
Ever been flying down a long windy road with your windows wide open and the sun rushing in? Have you ever sat staring at a shoreline all night? Don't want to blink your eyes thinking, "Man, this is it." And the last thing you think about is leaving. Yeah, you can't believe you're seeing what you're seeing. She's that kind to stop you right in your tracks. Just like that. Something you just can't explain. That kind of blow your mind. Every time that you thought you'd never find. That kind of beautiful. Oh yeah. It's like that feeling that you get on a Sunday. It's forgiveness when you need it the most. It's like that little girl singing every single word with a big smile down in the front row.
Yeah.
I wanna stand so close you can feel it. Yeah, you're wishing that the whole world could see it. She's that kind to stop you right in your tracks, knock you out just like that. Something you just can't explain. That kind to blow your mind every time that you thought you'd never find.
Sister Hazel live here on Border Crossings. And if you have a chance to go see them live when they're on tour, absolutely, definitely take advantage of that opportunity. What's your website where people can get the tour schedule?
We got creative with it. It's sisterhazel.com.
Yeah,
that's it. Very creative.
Our Twitter is at Sister Hazel Band. We got our Facebook page and Instagram and all that stuff. And we're pretty active. All of us are pretty active on there, you know, answering stuff and communicating with people. But that's where the most fun is. Come out to a live show. We don't promise a lot, but we do promise a great time.
And 20 stages is the live DVD.
Yeah,
if people want to see the concert and can't make it out.
Yeah, they can check out that. And that was a great project. Actually, our bass player, Jet Barris, over there really spearheaded that whole thing, and Ryan did mixing. Jet did a lot of editing and putting the whole
in-house.
Thing together. In-house.
Wow. Production.
It was our 20th year as a band, and we wanted to document that 20th year in some way. So it was 20 different stages that meant something to us around these great United States of America.
Prospector last of my kind, so protected of the silver mine, singing.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I'm not the king of America. I've got a blue-collar heart, put together with rusted old bolts and discarded radio parts. Just a kid from Gainesville watching Petty with my lighter in the dark. Yeah. And I've done all the wrong things for all the right reasons, and all the right things in all the wrong seasons. I'm just like you, man, winning an uphill fight. Yeah. Tonight I'm singing a brand new song on an old guitar, and they keep telling me it won't get too far, but I know who I am, and I know who you are. Yeah. We're simple men who love complicated women. Down losing hands, but we still think we're winning. Add it all up, and it don't seem like much, but it's something. Something to believe. To believe in, can I get an amen? Yeah, yeah. So we'll go home and we'll put our kids to bed. Rock and roll dreams are up around in our heads, and I'll even thank the Lord for our daily bread. Yeah, yeah. Then we'll agree to disagree. Slam the door. Hey, baby, at least we got a love worth fighting for. And I'll tell you I'm sorry, and I'll come crawling back for more. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm a simple man who loves a complicated woman. Nothing else in my life I wish I was doing. Had it all up, it don't seem like much, but it's something. This night would disappear. Maybe this
best. Social media is great, isn't it? I mean, your fans can reach out to you in ways that you could never, you know, communicate with fans before.
It's really, I love the fact that that wall's kind of torn down between artists and people that support the artist.
Knows. Let's ride a wave that never been rolled. With the radio blaring and the heartbreakers screaming, our baby will drown out that little voice of reason. Let's push and push till we take it to the limit. Let's give in to this red hot minute. Let's fall off the map and just disappear. Let the wild wind be our steering wheel. We got comfort time and kisses to steal. And baby, we can't drive till we're out of sight. Let's get lost tonight. No cars coming by anytime soon. Yeah, let's kill the headlights and drive by the moon. Miles away from a city limit sign. Tell me your dreams and I'll tell you about my mind. Well, there's nowhere to go but we're covering ground. If we do this right, where we'll never get found. Let's fall off the map and just disappear. Let the wild wind be our steering wheel. We got cars to take. Kisses to steal. And baby, we can drive till we're out of sight. Let's get lost tonight.
See us again.
Larry, thanks please. For having us. It's been a lot of fun.
Love to have you guys back.
Thank
Sister
you.
Hazel, Lighter in the Dark is the name of the new CD. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossing.
თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება უპირველეს ყოვლისა ნიშნავს უდიდეს პასუხისმგებლობას. პასუხისმგებლობას როგორც ჩვენ საკუთარ საქციელზე, ასევე პასუხისმგებლობას სხვის მიმართ. და მე ვთვლი, რომ სწორედ აი ამ გაგებით უნდა მოვეკიდო დამცნებას, რომელიც ძალიან დიდი დატვირთვის არის. ეს არის მახლოცნება, რომლისთვისაც ღირს ცხოვრება და ბრძოლა.
გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე, FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.